because we have no more.
我们的单张啊, 已经没了啊, 这就,
Psalm 107.
这成古董了啊,
they went from $5 to $20.
现在涨价了啊, 5块钱, 涨到20块钱。
There's no more.
I'll sell mine for $50.
Scalper.
Oh, me. Okay. Today, Lord willing, we're going to finish our study on where to turn when you have no hope.
那今天呢, 如果神许, 可能我们会把这个学完, 就是你没有盼望的时候, 应该转向谁。
Okay, now I have a question which is going to help us in review a little bit.
我有一个问题啊, 就帮助我们能够回顾一下, 以前讲课的内容。
Some of us have been studying about the prodigal son in Luke chapter 15.
那有的人帮助我们学习了这个 我们一起来学习了路加福音15章的浪子。
This was the story of a man who had two sons, and the younger son wanted his money and wanted his own way, his own life.
我们都知道两个儿子, 小儿子他要自己的钱去过自己的生活。
So he took his money and he ran away to spend it any way he wanted to.
他拿了他的钱, 他用他自己喜欢的方式去花。
And we had a drama, a play, for Chinese New Year's that showed us some of the things about the younger son.
我们在新年的活动里有这么一个剧哈, 来, 讲这个浪子是怎么回事。
We know that in the story, he finally ran out of money and ran out of friends.
我们都知道在那个故事里呢, 他最终不但没有了钱, 他的朋友也都没了。
My question to you this morning is,
我的问题啊, 对你们今天上午的问题是这样,
where did he turn when he had no hope?
他转向谁, 在他没有盼望的时候?
Nope.
His father.
Nope.
他说不是他父亲。
No. What friend?
什么朋友?
World.
Luke chapter 15. I want to show it to you. Turn in your Bible. Keep your hand in 107.
我们再先看一下路加15章哈。 路加15章 路加福音15章
Luke 15
路加15章
Someone read verse 14 and 15.
谁帮我们读一下14、15节？既耗尽了一切所有的，又遇着那地方大遭饥荒，就穷苦起来。于是去投靠那地方的一个人，那人打发他到田里去放猪。
So, when the young son came to the end of his rope, to the end of his life, when everything had gone wrong and he had no hope, he still went back to the people of that far country for help.
所以在这个小儿子他把一切的财物都耗尽了，他把一切的可能都没的时候，他依然在他在的地方去找那个地方的人帮助。
And this is the most natural thing for all of us to do. It's the most natural thing. Immediately we want to turn to the world for help.
这是我们非常自然的一个反应，我们很快的立刻的遇到麻烦呢就想去这个世界寻求帮助。
If you get sick, first thing you do is call the doctor. Or if you get sick here, you get all Chinese remedies. People give them to you.
如果你有病的时候呢，你第一想反应的就是去找这个医生啊。比如在我们这里呢，我们可能第一马上就想到看谁家有什么中药的这个治疗的方子啊。
Some are good, some are not so good.
有的时候管用，有的时候不管用。
But the point is,We should always pray first. Doctors are good. I'm not against doctors. But we should always turn to the Lord first.
但是问题是呢，我们总是先要转向神去寻求帮助。我并不说医生不好，医生是很好，但是他不能和神向神祷告去比。
Did you know the Lord Jesus had a doctor on his team?
你知道耶稣在他的团队里也有一个医生吗？
Dr. Luke, yes.
路加就是个医生啊。
So the Lord wasn't against doctors, but my point is, if we get sick, the first thing we do is call a doctor. If we have financial trouble, first time we call some counselor or we always, in every area of our life, where should we turn first?
所以我们有病的时候就是第一想到去找医生，我们有财务困难的时候第一想到找个什么咨询师之类的，所以我们在地上任何时候有麻烦了，我们先想到的都是地上的帮助。
In the story of the prodigal son, he turned for help to the people that already took everything that he had from him.
所以这个小儿子呢，他去找的其实就是这个世界上的已经把他钱拿走的那批人，去从他们那寻求帮助。
And almost mocking him, they said, "We have a good job for you. You go feed pigs."
所以这几乎是在嘲讽他，就是我们有个工作，那你去喂猪。
So sometimes we have to come to the end of ourselves before we ever look up.
所以我们有的时候要在抬头去仰望之前呢，我们总是。先对人道走到尽头了才会这么做。
Again, lest I be misunderstood, I do believe in doctors. I do believe that there are counselors that can give you help. I do believe that there are safety in many counselors, but we always should look to the Lord first.
所以我盼望大家不要误解我们，我也相信医生，相信这些咨询的人啊，但是我们总是先要去仰望神，寻求他的帮助。
Okay. All right, let's go back to Psalm 107.
回到诗篇107。
I'm just thinking of another story. You remember the story of the woman who was sick for 12 years? She had a blood issue.
我们都记得我们查考过一个故事，一个妇人患了12年的血漏。
And she spent everything she had on doctors.
她把她所有的都在医生手上花尽了。
But when she met the great doctor, the great physician, he helped her.
但是当她遇见那最大的、那真正的医生的时候，耶稣的时候，耶稣帮助了她。
In our story in Psalm 107, all of these people,had needs, different needs in their life, but they were all looking in the wrong place.
所以这些人呢，四种人呢，他们都有不同的需要，但是他们都选找错了地方一开始。
And in our four stories in Psalm 107, they all had to come to the end of their hope before they turned to the Lord.
然后呢，他们都在自己的路走近了的时候呢，都转向了神。
For the Christian, our first response should be in prayer to the Lord. Our first response.
对于基督徒来说呢，我们第一反应就是应该向神祷告。
Last night, we were driving to the meeting, and the hill where we live was quite icy.
那我们昨天晚上呢，我们来这里，查经之前呢，我们住的地方的那个坡啊，非常的滑。
And one car was trying to get up the hill and they couldn't get up the hill.
有个车呢努力想上那个坡就上不去了打滑。
And so, Leo and Allison Kampstra needed a ride, so they got in the car with me, and I was going to bring them to the Bible study.
然后呢 ,Leo 和 Allison 他们要一起过来一起查经啊然后他就搭我的车一起过来然后我也要上坡。
We are parked on the hill.
然后我们不但这样我们还停在那个坡上。
And there's a car right behind me.
然后边上呢还刚好有一个车。
And this other car cannot get up the hill.
所以呢我们停在那个斜坡的路边然后呢我们就看见了有辆车在上坡的时候就上不去。
So we knew that if the tires spin, I can't back up. I have a car behind me.
然后呢我们也知道呢如果我的车开始打滑呢我是不能往后退的因为我后面有一辆车。
So I got in the car and Leo and Allison got in the car.
然后呢我进了车啊 ,Leo 和 Allison 也进来了。
And I said to Leo, I said, I don't know if we'll be able to go up the hill or not.
然后我就跟 Leo 说我说我也不知道我能不能这个车能够不打滑能上得去。
You know the first thing she said?
你知道她说的第一件事是什么吗
She said, Lord Jesus, help us.
她说主耶稣啊帮助我们。
First response.
这是第一反应。
See, that's the way you want to live your life.
这就是你。
You say, well, it's not a big deal. I mean, you could walk. It's not life and death, you know.
对，所以这个你也可以把它说成它不是一个大的事情。你也可以走路啊，对吧？你可以走过来，这不是说生死的问题。
But in everything, always turning to the Lord first. That should be always your first thoughts.
对这应该是你的第一个念头啊总是你的第一个想法。
Okay. We have four different circumstances of life and...
You may want to tell them the after pray you get through.
Oh, yes, we went up the hill, no problem. Yeah, sorry, forgot.
他讲了半天没讲那故事的结尾。
I was going to tell them next week.
But you know me. 对，他说他们准备下周告诉你们，那下周的不带这个课了。
Yeah.
他这个他祷告完车子就上去了，虽然那个打滑的车上不去啊，他们没有任何的状况就上去了，就走了，很顺利。
The next thing we did is say thank you to the Lord.
对，那我们之后呢，上去了，来了叫顺利的来到这，我们要做的事情就是要谢谢主， mm-hmm. 感谢主。
We ask, and sometimes we forget to say thank you.
我们常常就是要啊，但是经常忘了感恩。
Okay, so, I don't know how far back, to go, but we have four circumstances, and all of the people now are crying out to the Lord in their unique circumstance.
我们有四种不同的情形，但四种特别的情形里呢，每个人做的最后的反应都是一样的，就是向神呼求。
There are four different circumstances, but they all said the same thing when they cried to the Lord.
他们有四种不同的情形，但他都说了一样的话。
And what they cried to the Lord was help, help.
就是帮助，就是救我。
It is a short prayer, the word help, but it is usually a sincere prayer.
这是个很短的祷告啊，但是非常诚实，非常有效。
So, we have, if my notes are correct, and I don't even know what day it is anymore, but if my notes are correct, we've already looked at the answer to the first and to the second circumstance.
如果我没记错呢，我们应该是第一、第二个回答已经查完了。
That was those who were wandering in the wilderness and those who were sitting in darkness because they rebelled against God.
Yeah, 就是在旷野的和在黑暗死荫里的两个回答，神的回答都查完了。
And when they cried to the Lord helped them in their circumstance. Now let's go back to verse 17. This is the third situation.
我们看17节，这是第三种的情况。
And let's read verses 17, 18, 19, and 20.
我们读17、18、19、20节。我们顺序读吧。愚妄人因自己的过犯和自己的罪孽便受苦楚。
他们心里厌恶各样的食物，就临近死门。
于是他们在苦难中哀求耶和华，他从他们的祸患中拯救他们。
他们发命医治他们，救他们脱离死亡。
Amen.
Okay, so these people had a very, very sad and difficult life.
这些人呢，有非常哀伤也困难的生活哈。
And they had that difficult life because there was sin in their life. They knew that there was sin, but they would not do anything about it.
因为他们有他们的罪在他们的生命里，他们也知道，但是他们自己不愿意做什么事去解决。
Ann, help me here for a second. What was that psalm we read the other morning that I said, was it 30? 38? Yes, let's read a few verses from Psalm 38 that maybe illustrates this.
38章,诗篇38章的一点部分啊,可能会帮助我们能理解。诗篇三十八。
Verse 3, there is no soundness in my flesh because of thine anger, neither is there any rest in my bones because of my sin. This is the emphasis. There's no rest because of sin.
38章3节，因你的恼怒，我的肉无一完全，因我的罪过，我的骨头也不安宁。
Verse 4, my iniquities are gone over my head as an heavy burden. They are too heavy for me.
四节，我的罪孽高过我的头，如同重担，叫我担当不起。
My wounds stink and are corrupt because of my foolishness.
因我的愚昧，我的伤发臭流脓。
I am in trouble. I am troubled. I am bowed down greatly.I go mourning all the day long.
我疼痛大大卷曲，终日哀痛。
My loins are filled with a loathsome disease, and there is no soundness in my flesh.
我满腰是火，我的肉无一完全。
I am feeble and sore broken. I have roared by reason of disquietness of my heart.
我被压伤身体疲倦，因心里不安，我就哀哼。
What this psalmist is saying, I think, is in perfect harmony with the circumstance we're looking at in Psalm 107. His life is in distress, and there is no rest because of my sins and my iniquity.
所以这里的诗篇的作者在描述的就是因为罪哈，因为。愚昧和罪所导致的这个后果是很严重的。
Now, there's another side of sin that is very attractive.
有另外一个一面哈，罪的一面是其实还挺吸引人的。
The Bible puts it this way: there are the pleasures of sin.But they last a very short times. They're not permanent. They don't give you lasting satisfaction. Only very, very temporary happiness.
所以圣经告诉我们，罪会带来欢乐哈，就是非常短暂的这个欢乐，很快就过去了，它不能持久。
And if you have ever had sin in your life, and you know it is wrong, whatever you're doing, and you refuse to deal with it, it will weigh you down and weigh you down, become very, very heavy burden.
所以当你看见了你生命中有罪啊，但你没有去处理它，它就会像这个诗篇三十八篇讲的那样，它会一直的压你哈，到你不能承受的这个，就它会越来越重，越来越重。
There is a very common situation in marriage.
这个在婚姻当中是非常常见的。
When the husband and wife have a problem, many times, at least one of them refuses to talk.
比如说夫妻之间有问题的时候呢，很多时候呢，至少一方他就不拒绝去说话了，拒绝去交流。
So, if you have a problem with your spouse or a problem with your children or with your parents, and you won't talk about it, it never gets resolved.
就如果你有跟你的配偶、跟你的孩子或者跟你的父母有矛盾呢，你们彼此不交流呢，这个是不可能得到解决的，永远不可能。
It's called the silent treatment.
这叫沉默疗法啊。
Now, sometime after a very, very busy day away from home, I come home and we have supper, we have a nice evening, and my wife and I get ready for bed.
那比如说呢，我白天工作很忙啊，回家了以后呢，我们很晚上吃了饭，那准备睡觉了。
And so we get in bed and we say goodnight.And I'm just about asleep, just about asleep.
然后呢，我彼此说了晚安以后呢，我正快睡着的时候。
And my wife wants to talk.
然后我太太就准备要跟我交流了，突然想要说话跟我。
She says, "Well, how did it go today? Or tell me about the Bible study? Or what was your conversation?"
然后他说今天怎么样啊？告诉我这个查经的情况，他们你们这个交流的情况怎么样
？This is where I give her the silent treatment.
这时候我就给他这个。
I say, "Oh, we'll talk about that tomorrow."
我跟他说呢，明天再说，这就是我的沉默疗法。
Now that's kind of normal, and you need to learn to work through that, but you cannot do that with God.
这个是在我们人和人之间常常会有，但是我们不能这么来跟神交流。
When the Holy Spirit of God says to you, it's time we talk about a problem.
如果圣灵在你里面跟你说呢，这是现在是时候要来讲讲你的问题了。
If you refuse to talk about that problem with God,It will eat you up on the inside. Heavy burden.
拒绝跟神谈这个事情的，这样的罪呢，就会在你里面一点一点蚕食你啊，直到把你压垮。
And for these people in this circumstance of life, the end was they draw near to the gates of death.
所以这就是。诗篇107第三种人他就临近死门了。
They refuse to address the problem in their life. They know it's a problem, but they refuse to address the problem.
因为他们知道这是问题，但他们拒绝去应对，拒绝去面对，谈这个事，他就一点一点临近死门。
Okay, so, in verse 19, like the other two before them,They finally cry out to the Lord in their trouble.
所以就像其他两种人一样在第十九节他们最终也向神呼求。
Now, we are looking at the answers. How does God answer the prayers of these people when they cry to him?
我们是在读这个回答看这个神是怎么回答他们的祷告的。
Now,in the first answer, these people were lost in the wilderness, so God says, I'll lead you out of here. I'll lead you by the right way. I'll show you the right path.
那第一种人呢，他们在旷野里呢，神是带他们出来了，找到了，走直路。
To the second group of people who sat in darkness and rebelled against God, when they cried, he said, I'll take you out of the darkness and I'll free you from your bondage.
然后第二种人呢，他们在黑暗和死荫里，神会把他们领出来，把他们带出来，而且折断他们的绑锁，给他们自由。
Notice how he answers the cry of these people who are sick because of sin in their life.
你看第三种神 所以因着他们罪陷在里面的这种人，神是怎么回应他们的？
Verse 20,
二十节，
He sent His word. He sent His word.
他发命就把他的话语给出去。
Let's think about that answer for a minute.
你想一想这样的回答。
If you ever have an opportunity to help somebody who is in distress and they ask you for help, what should you tell them? What direction should you point them to?
如果有一些人在他的灵里很低沉、很沮丧的时候，你会怎么样去帮助他？你会把他引到哪去？
Okay, I'm going to suggest the Bible. I'm going to suggest the Word of God.
我会建议是圣经，是神的话。
Do you know one of the most common, I think it's really a problem. One of the most common problems with counselors is that the counselor makes you dependent on them.
那一个咨询的人比较麻烦的一个点呢，比方说你有困难去找咨询的人，咨询的人呢，他常常会让你去依靠他。
If the counselor is a Christian counselor, he should make you dependent not on him, but on the Word of God for your help.
如果这个咨询的人呢，他是属神的人，那他呢不会让你依靠他。会让你去依靠神的话。
When the Bible says that God has given us everything that pertains to life and godliness, I think He's given us everything that pertains to life and godliness.
圣经是这样的一本书就是它会关于生命和永恒的这样的一本书它这本书是能够回答你一切的需要，一切的答案。
I suspect that there are some cases where it's either psychological, emotional, or medical help that's needed. But under all of that, there is always a spiritual need.
所以我也相信呢，可能某些的例子里呢，医疗的或者甚至情绪上的、情感上的这个帮助呢，是有益的。但是呢，不管是哪一种的情形，它在最里面的一个最基础的、深层的需要呢，一定是属灵的。
I personally believe that if we turn to the Lord first in every situation of life, that He can counsel us by His word.
我也相信在我们任何的情景里我们转向耶稣呢，转向他的话，他总是能给我们最好的咨询。
And probably, this is just a guess, but probably most of the problems can be settled by taking advice from the word of God and not from a counselor, and many times they're not even Christians.
所以很多时候我们是直接能从神的话语里呢得到我们所要的答案，而不是从某一个咨询师呢得到答案。他很多时候他并不能给你，因为他并不是基督徒。
So these people were sick because of sin, and so they wouldn't do anything to help themselves, but when they cried to the Lord, he sent his word and healed them.
所以这些人呢，他们自己也临近死亡，所以当他们呼求神的时候，第三种人呢，神是把他的命令，就是他的话语给了他们，医治他们。
He healed them to the point that he saved them from death.
所以他们医治神医治他们到一个点是，就是他把他们从死亡中脱离出来。
Do you see the end of verse 20?
你看二十节的后面。
He delivered them from their destructions. They were destroying themselves and probably people around them too.
所以他救他们是脱离一个濒临死亡，就是死亡的这么一个境况。他不但他们自己，也可能连累到他们身边的人。
So in every circumstance of life, when they cried to the Lord, He gave them an answer unique for their circumstance.
所以在任何一个环境里呢，神都会给他们一个答案啊，就是特别的，有独特的对这个环境有效的。
Okay, so just remember that whatever circumstance of life you find yourself in, the Lord has the answer for that.
要记住啊，不管你是在什么样的生命境况里，神都会有答案。
And maybe it is not one that we read about here. It could be different, but the Lord still has the answer, for you.
所以即使不是今天，这个诗篇里读的这四种情形，其他的情形，神记住也会有答案给你。
Okay, any, questions or comment about, that particular circumstance?
对这个特别的有什么问题吗？这样的一个情形。
Okay, let's move along to the last one.
做到最后一个。
This begins in verse 23 and ends, down in verse 30.
从23节到30节。
These are the people who are going to do great business adventures.
所以这些是哪一种人？他们要自己做大的生意。
They're going to be, in the shipping business. They're going to ship containers from China all over the world.
啊，这就像他们在做这个集装箱的这个运输生意一样。
And there's always, big waves in the sea, and, it didn't go exactly the way they planned.
所以在海里呢，总是会有大的风浪，往往结果不是像他们预想的那样。
It says that in all of their business adventures, that things went up and things went down, but things did not go too good.
所以在他们的这个生意里呢，有的时候上，有的时候下，不都是一帆风顺。
So, as much as they were trying to find peace in the storms of life, they could find no peace.
所以他们在风浪里找不到任何的平安。
So, they had no wisdom left, they had no hope left, and they were ready to take their own life.
所以他们也没有智慧了，也没有盼望了，所以他们几乎要到自杀的程度。
And then they cried to the Lord in their trouble.
然后在他们的苦难里啊，他们也哀求耶和华。
And what did the Lord do for people in that circumstance of life?
神为这样的人做了什么呢？ 29 and 30.
Mm-hmm. He, those that were wondering, he led them in the right way, and those that were in darkness, he brought light to them, and those that were sick with sin, he brought the word to them. What would he do for these people who were up and down and back and forth and at their wits' end?
对那些前面三种人，神都用特别的方法回应了他们。对这种在海里面上上下下的，他怎么回应他们？
Yeah. Can you think of another story about the Lord Jesus and about a storm that he calmed?
你还记得另外一个故事吗？神也是。
Okay, okay.
也有一个风浪，也是有一个海中的风浪。
It wasn't on the high seas, it was on a relatively small lake.
它不是在一个大海里，它是在一个湖上。加利利湖。
Called the Sea or the Lake of Galilee.
加利利海，加利利湖。
And it was a really bad storm.
但是是个非常糟糕的一个风浪。
And all of the disciples feared for their life.
以至于所有的门徒都开始要担心要死了。
And the Lord Jesus, well, they woke him up. They woke the Lord Jesus up. He was sleeping in a storm.
然后他们把耶稣就摇醒了啊，这个因为耶稣在这个风浪里睡着了。
The only way you can sleep in a storm is if you have perfect confidence in your God.
你在一个这么大的风浪里能睡着，唯一的可能就是你特别的相信，完全的信任神。
And the Lord Jesus had perfect confidence in his God, and so he was sleeping when everything around him, was very, very dangerous.
所以耶稣完全的信任他的父神，所以他不管周围什么样的环境呢，他要睡呢就睡着了。
So, could you imagine the disciples waking up the Lord Jesus and saying, "Help us, we're perishing, help us."
你可以想象那个场景，门徒们极其恐慌，把耶稣摇醒了，说，救我们，我们要死了。
Would you imagine the Lord Jesus standing up in the boat and saying to the disciples, "You must be born again."
你能想象这个耶稣可能站起来，站在船上跟那个门徒们说，你们要重生啊。
That wasn't the answer that he gave.
这不是一个这个回答的方式。
What if they said, "Lord, we're perishing. Don't you care?" And he stood up and said, "Give me a drink of water, please."
对，大家说的，哎，我要死了，求您帮助我。他说他不会站起来说，先给我一杯水喝。
You see, the Lord Jesus, like the Lord here, will answer in the same context of the problem.
所以耶稣呢，也像这个这里的耶和华神呢，这是一样的，就是他们总是在你的呼求的上下文里来回答你。
So in the problem of the storm on Galilee, he calmed the storm.
所以在加利利海上的那个门徒们呼求的时候呢，他立刻就平息了风浪。
But in doing so, he taught them a great lesson.
但在做平息风浪的时候呢，他也给门徒们一个很好的教导。
Before the storm came, he told them to get into the boat that they were going over to the other side.
所以在风浪来之前，他就已经告诉门徒说，我们要上船到海对面去，到湖对面去。
So when the storm came and they thought they were going to sink, they forgot the promise the Lord Jesus said, "We're going over to the other side."
所以当风浪来了，门徒们认为船要沉下去的时候呢，其实他们就已经忘掉了耶稣在之前上船的时候告诉他们，我们一定会到对岸去的。他已经忘了耶稣这个承诺了。
So when they woke him up, he said to them, "Where is your faith?"
所以当他们把耶稣摇醒的时候，耶稣就问了他们，你们的信心在哪里呢？
Don't you remember I told you we're going to the other side?
没有，不记得我告诉你们我们要到河对那个湖对面去吗？
But the Lord in his mercy and grace calmed the storm anyhow.
但是耶稣在他的恩典和怜悯里呢，他就还是把风浪平息了。
So sometimes when we forget his promises, or we doubt his promises, he is so good, he meets our need anyhow.
所以有的时候即使我们怀疑，我们不相信他的应许的时候，他还是很有恩典，他还是给我们改变了这个环境。
Now, he was very gracious to the people in Psalm 107 as well.
一样的，他在诗篇107里面也一样的非常有恩典。
When they had reached their wits' end, what he did for them was he brought their ship, not the physical ship, but their life, he brought their life into a calm harbor.
所以在他们在苦难中哀求的时候，他们已经在智慧无法可施的时候，他们这个神也为他们平息了这个风浪，让他们带到了。
See, all of these people in these four circumstances of life, they all really wanted the same thing, actually.
所以在四种情况呢，其实他们要的东西都一样的。
They wanted peace, or they wanted satisfaction. They wanted
他们要平安啊，要满足啊。
Wanted a life that was worth living. But they were looking in the wrong places.
要一个值得有意义的生命啊，生活，但他们寻错了地方。
Let me use an illustration, see if I can help you.
啊，那我来用一个例子，看看能不能帮助大家。
Do you have kites in China? You put them on a string and the wind blows and fly a kite?
你们在中国有没有放过风筝哈？
I think China actually makes kites, don't you?
就是中国其实也造风筝。
Did you invent kites? Are you the inventor of kites?
你们是发明风筝的一群人吗？
Maybe. No, you don't think so? Gunpowder? Yes.Kites, we don't know. Okay.
火药是发明的。
I want you to think about a kite, and a kite says, I want to go higher than any kite has ever gone before, but I don't want this string attached to me.
你可以想象有一个风筝说呢，我要飞得比其他所有风筝都高，同时呢，我不想要跟绳子拽着我。
If you know anything at all about a kite, if you cut the string, they don't go higher.
所以只要你会放风筝，你就知道，当你把那绳剪断了以后，它不会飞得更高。
They're blowing the wind and they go down.
它立刻就掉下来了。
The string is actually what makes them go up and up and up.
所以恰恰相反，这根绳是帮助它飞得越来越高的那么一个方式。
Could you imagine a train saying, I want to go where no train has ever gone before, but I don't want to be on these tracks?
那你可以想象一辆火车说呢，我要去到其他没有任何的火车去过的地方，但是呢那个地方我不想要这铁轨。
In the last few months there have been a lot of train accidents in the United States.
在过去几个月里面呢，美国发生了很多起的这个火车的出轨的事件。
How far does a train go when it gets off of the tracks?
一辆火车能离开铁轨能走多远呢？
Not very far.
不是很远了。
Then it falls over.
它就翻了啊，就这么远。
The tracks give the train purpose in life. And the string gives the kite strength and purpose in its life.
所以呢，铁轨是给火车生命的意义的，然后那个绳子是给风筝飞高的力量和生命的意义的。
Can you imagine?A person, a human being say, I want the most exciting life that anyone has ever had, but I don't want God in my life.
一样的道理，有一个人说我需要过一个特别，别人从来没有过过的生活，特别好的，但是我不需要神。
It's impossible.
这是不可能的。
You cannot have a satisfied, fulfilling, exciting life.Without the Lord Jesus,
没有耶稣基督，你是不可能有一个喜乐的有意义的这样的地上的生活，不可能。
The kite says, "I want to be free," and the train says, "I want to be free," and the person says, "I want to be free," but apart from the string or the tracks or the Lord Jesus Christ in our life, you will never be free.
所以，就像风筝说，我要自由。火车说我要自由，人说我要自由，但是如果没有绳子，没有铁轨，没有耶稣基督，我们是不可能有真的自由。
The Lord Jesus himself says, if you know the Son shall make you free.
耶稣就这么说，如果你认识神的圣子，认识基督，他就会给你真正的自由。
See, free to be all that God created you to be.
所以自由是所有神造你的，在他造你的这个旨意里所做出来的事，这是真的自由。
Free to worship your God, free to serve your God, free to go anywhere your God wants you to go.
所以你是很自由的去敬拜你的主啊，去可以自由的去到任何的地方神带你去的。
Free from sin and death and hell.
而且是自由于 罪、死亡和地狱的捆绑之外的，就是你
是真的自由。You need to know the truth and you need to know the Son, for then and only then can you be free.
你要知道真理，你要知道神的圣子基督，只有这样才是真的自由。
Everything else, you're just wandering in the wilderness, sitting in darkness, killing yourself with sin, and you don't know where to go or what to do.
其他的事就是像你在旷野中寻求你在这个黑暗死因里，你像那个在最终的欲望人，这没有办法给你真的自由。
Okay, comments or questions about this part?
有没有什么问题这一段？
Is that that same lady again? Here we go.
I'm a private student, right? 我其实想就这个自由这个接着问啊。因为我对刚才这一段话的我的理解就是说
where I defer.
圣经给了你一个指南，然后呢你其实在这个世界也是有自由的选择，就是在这个你只要信，那么其实你是在灵魂里也是有平安的。
对，
我的理解啊，是就是因为它其实永远都是有肉体有灵魂这两个部分。那么其实圣经告诉你的是，你肉体死亡了。你灵魂依然是自由的，所以你是有指望的。然后呢，其实我就不明白了，那我灵魂自由了，其实也就是说在我灵的层面我是自由的，那么这个就变成了人的肉体死亡以后灵魂的层面是自由，它既然有自由，那它就相对于不自由的，我还是不能明白在这个天堂里自由意味着什么。自由意味着我在那里还能做选择吗？那么天堂里是每个人都是自由的做他自己任何想做的事情吗？
Yeah, I think she has no idea about the definition of freedom. I think she said, given that in this world we have a bondage of the flesh, but after we go to heaven, so what kind of thing can define the freedom in heaven?So what can we do in heaven to reflect the freedom? You can see we can be free from the bondage of the flesh in this world. I actually can understand. But if our spirit goes to heaven, and then what's the meaning of freedom, right? Because over there we don't have anything. So what can we do over there?
因为我的理解是，自由就谈不上自由，没有不快乐就谈不上快乐。那么，如果说在天堂是一个完美的世界，任何在那边任何人都没有不完美、不快乐、不满足，那又何谈完美、快乐、满足呢？
She said, if they, so any freedom, definition of freedom, which should be versus the bondage, right? But in this world, you have the other side of the coin, that's the bondage. But in the, in heaven, there's no. No, if there's no, how come we can define freedom? What's the base of the freedom?
What she's saying, I think she's saying, how is freedom expressed in heaven?
Yeah.
In praise and in worship, that's how it's expressed, right? Because we have made up our mind. We have made, that's the choice that we were given. That we want to be like him and we'll be perfect, okay? We won't think. Well, she's thinking with an imperfect mind right now. You've got to think. So when we get to heaven, we will be like-minded as Christ. We will think like he thinks, and our will be like his will. It won't be the bondage of sin that's governing and controlling our freedom right now. We won't have that. We have made up our mind. We've made that choice that we want to be with Him. We want to serve Him. We want to worship Him. We want to praise Him. We want to love Him forever and ever.
And we'll have that freedom to do that. Yeah. Maybe we should take a break, and then when we come back, we can address that. We'll discuss this a little bit.
Okay.
It's not a very nice question, but my question to her is, are you going to heaven? Like, why are you worried about heaven if you're not going?
我们先来休息一下，先祷告一下。那个，我们等，因为时间也差不多了。四个感谢啊，四个感恩的部分。
And before we start, maybe one of you, Jeep's got his mouth full, Eric, so where are you?
我们来做个祷告。
Now, Father, we thank you for your word. It's a sure word. It's like a nail in a sure place.
Mm-hmm.
And Lord, we thank you for your word.
Yes.
So Lord, we pray that as your word searches our hearts today,
yes.
Lord, we pray that you would also build us up,
mm-hmm.
make us praising people, Lord, because it's by your word that we're healed. Thank you for your grace. Now as your word is opened, Lord, we just pray that your Holy Spirit might teach and instruct us, Lord, and bring us light. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, so four praises or four thanksgiving. First of all, we're just going to point out the four verses.
我们先把四个感谢赞美的四节经文写出来。
I want you to notice the resemblance of each verse. They basically all say the same.
所以那虽然四个有四节经文呢，其实他们讲的内容都是一样的。
Verse 8.
第八节。
Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men.
但愿人因耶和华的慈爱和他向人所行的奇事都称赞他。
If you look at verse 15, it's almost the identical words.
十五节几乎是一样的。
Verse 21.
二十一节。
And verse 31.
三十一节也几乎这四个是一样的。
So, we said earlier that we often, ask the Lord for help or cry out to the Lord, but sometimes we forget to say thank you.
我们刚才讲了，就是有的时候我们会，祈求神的帮助，神响应了以后，我们有的时候会忘记感恩。
At least, in Psalm 107, every one of these four groups all said praise the Lord or thank you at the end.
那在诗篇107里面的这几群人呢都呼求了神，但他们也都感恩了。
Let me suggest that praise and thanksgiving should be natural for the Christian.
那我们要说呢感恩赞美哈是要成为基督徒的一个很自然的反应。
We need to practice praise and thanksgiving.
我们需要在这上面有些操练。
Matter of fact, I think, being thankful or to thank the Lord for salvation is the beginning of the Christian life.
我甚至呢我觉得在主里的感恩呢，其实是一个基督徒生命的开始。
Let me explain this.
让我来解释一下。
If someone gives you a gift, what is usually your response?
那如果有人给你一个礼物啊，你的反应是什么
？Thank you.
Thank you.
谢谢你啊。
Okay.
对。
Now, if God gives you a gift, and the gift is His Son. And eternal life, it would only seem right or the right thing to do to say thank you.
所以如果神给你一个礼物呢，这也是非常自然的，你要说谢谢你。
If you're witnessing to someone who's not a Christian, let me suggest something maybe you could do.
如果你跟一个不是信主的人呢做见证呢，我建议你可以这么做。
You could, if the person is seeking the Lord and they want to know what can I do to become a Christian, I'll give you some suggestions.
那如果这个人真的是在寻求神，然后他问你呢，我该做什么成为一个基督徒？你可以这么来回答的。
You would first say to that person, "Do you agree with the Bible that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's laws?"
你可以问他呢，你是不是同意圣经的说法？你是一个罪人，然后你犯了神的律法。
And if that person says, "No, I haven't broken all of God's laws. I'm not a bad sinner."
那这个人很可能的回答是，我没有犯全部的律法，我不是一个特别糟糕的罪人。
So, but if that person says, "Yes, I know I am a sinner." And I don't want to know what can I do to become a Christian, then this is what you should say.
但是呢，如果这个人的回答是，是我知道我是个罪人，那我也只是想知道我该做什么才能够得着赦罪。
You say to this person, "Do you believe that God had a son and his name was Jesus?"
你可以问他，你相不相信神有个圣子，他的名字叫耶稣。
And they might say, "Yes, I believe that."
他会说呢，是的，我相信。
Do you believe that Jesus died on a cross and took your place, died for your sins?
你相不相信呢？耶稣死在十字架上，站在你的位置上，为你的罪而死。
And they might say, "Yes."
他们会说，是的，我相信。
Do you believe that Jesus was buried and that he rose again the third day?
你相不相信耶稣被埋了，然后三天后复活了？
They're seeking. They're going to say, "Yes, I believe because it's in the Bible. I believe."
我相信，因为这是圣经里讲的。
Yeah. So you say to them, "Do you accept the gift of eternal life?"
然后你会问他呢，你愿不愿意接受永生的礼物呢？
The Bible says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Do you accept God's gift?
用圣经说呢，罪的工价就是死了，但是神的礼物就是在基督里的永生。你愿不愿意接受这个呢？
And they say, "Yes, I do."
他说，是的，我愿意。
Now at this point, let me ask you the question.
那在这个点上呢，我来问大家一个问题。
If everything is sincere, are they now a Christian?
如果所有的这个对话都是很诚心的，都是从心里出来，那他们成没成为基督徒呢？这一刻，是的，
that's right.
是的，他就得救了。
They didn't pray though. They didn't pray anything yet.
他现在还没有做祷告。
Okay.But in their heart, at least they said to us, we don't know, but in their heart they said, "Yes, I accept the gift that God gives me."
对，因为在他的心里，他说，是的，我接受这个礼物啊，神给我的。
So then at that point, what I would usually do is I would just go back over that one more time with those people.
我在这个点上呢，我会常常会回去再讲一遍跟这些人。
So I would say, do you accept the fact that you're the sinner and that Jesus is the Savior?
我会问他，你接不接受这样的事实？你是个罪人，那耶稣是你的救主。
Do you believe that he died for you, an individual? This is a personal thing.
你相不相信这是一个个人的关系？他是特别个人的为你死。
And that he rose again to give you new life.
然后他从死里复活，要给你新的生命。
And that you accept the gift of eternal life.
然后你接受这样的永生的礼物。
And if they say yes, yes, yes.
他们会说，是的，是的，是的。
The next question is, would you like to thank God for saving you?
下一个问题是，你愿不愿意感谢神救了你？
The prayer is not for salvation. The prayer is to thank God for giving salvation.
所以祷告不是带领你得救的那个路，祷告是因为你得救了，你要感谢神救你的表达方式。
So the difference there is that they're not doing anything for salvation, they're just thanking the Lord for giving them salvation.
所以他们并不是在做任何的事情来取得这个救恩，他相信这个事实，他就得救了。但是他的祷告是自然从里面发出来，去感谢神的得救，是感谢神的拯救。
See, a lot of people believe that Jesus died on the cross, they just have never made that personal.
很多人相信耶稣死在十字架上，但是他没有把这个变成自己的。
I was over at Victoria one year. No, sorry, wasn't Victoria. Somewhere on the island, and a young man was there, and I said to him, "Do you believe that Jesus died on the cross?" He said, "Yes."
那我有一次在岛上讲道的时候呢，有个年轻人，我问他，你相不相信耶稣的救恩？他说，我相信。
I said, "Do you believe he died for you?"
那我说，你相不相信他为你死了？
He said, no.
No, I don't believe it.
So I read John 3:16 and I put his name in there.
然后我就替他读了约翰福音三章十六节，我把他的名字放进去。
We'll call him Bob.
假设我们是把他叫做 Bob.
I said, God so loved Bob.
我说神如此爱 Bob.
That God gave his only son.
以至于神将他的独生子赐下。
If Bob believes in him,
让若 Bob 相信他，
Bob will not perish,
那 Bob 就不会灭亡。
But Bob will have everlasting life.
Bob 会得着永生。
I said, do you understand that?
那我说你相理不理解这句经文？
And he sat back in his chair like this, and he kind of looked up and he said, wow, wow.Wow. He got it. See, you have to make it personal.
对，然后他的反应就是，他就坐在椅子上，他往后一仰，他一直很感叹，哦哦，然后他明白了，他觉得这个事情跟他个人有关系，他觉得这个事情非常真实。
So I said to him, would you like to thank God?For sending his son for you. He said yes. So he became a Christian that day, not by praying to become a Christian, but by accepting the gift that God offered him.
所以他那天得救呢，不是因为他做了一个什么祷告仪式他得救了，而是他相信了这个神的救恩是个人的，然后他的祷告是很自然的感恩的反应。
In our little study here, all four of these circumstances of life, they all wanted to praise the Lord at the end.
所以这四种人呢，我们的学习里面四种人，最终他都是愿意感谢神的。
They wanted to thank the Lord for his goodness.
感谢神对他们的良善恩赐。
You remember one day Jesus saw 10 lepers on the road?
你记得有一次耶稣在路上碰到了十个大麻风。
And he healed all of the lepers, all 10.
他治好了十个大麻风，十个都治好。
And only one came back to say thank you.
但只有一个回来感谢他。
We need to be like that one.
那我们需要像那一个感恩的那一样。
So, I don't know if you have ever thanked the Lord.For giving you salvation through Jesus Christ. But maybe you need to do that.
我不知道大家是不是感谢为此，为我们的救恩感谢过神，那这个是我们应该做的。
But only if you accept the gift can you thank him for giving it to you.
但只有你真的接受了这个礼物，你才会去感谢他，因为否则的话你不觉得自己需要感谢他。
Okay, so we're going to...See if we can figure out what praise is.
那我们来看一下他这个什么是感谢的是什
么内容。How would you define the word praise?
那你怎么来定义这个感恩啊？ Anyone. 这个赞美啊？什么叫做赞美啊？
If we're going to praise the Lord, we should know what we're doing, right?
如果我们要赞美神，我们总是要知道我们在做什么。
Anyone suggest what it could be to praise the Lord?
谁能告诉我们这个赞美神是一个什么样的事情？
Let's go to Psalm 147.
我们来看一下诗篇的147。
There are 150 Psalms in the book of Psalms.
诗篇有150篇。
From the first chapter to the last chapter, there are, I think, every situation of life is probably covered.
在第一篇到150篇之间呢，我觉得基本上人生的每一个景况在里面他都提到了。
In the beginning of the Psalms, it says, Happy is the man that walks in the ways of the Lord.
那诗篇的一篇说呢，那喜爱耶和华律法的人哈，这人是有福的。
Okay. And then at the end of the book of Psalms, the last five, 146, 147, 148, 149, and 50 all start with the same word.Praise.
最后的诗歌五个诗篇啊，从146到150，都是从一个词开始的，就是赞美。
If we kind of looked at the book of Psalm like that, we could say that as we walk with the Lord through life, you know what you're going to do at the end of your life? You're going to be praising the Lord.
所以呢，诗篇读下来啊，就像这么一个过程，就像你经历人生一切的时刻和环境之后呢，你在最后一定会说这么一个词，就是赞美他。最后的五篇，赞美。
So, what do we think praise is?
那我们说的赞美是什么意思呢？
Let me give you a hint. The world system is good at praising people.
世界的系统啊，其实是非常擅长去赞美人的。
Okay. The word praise means to acknowledge achievements or to acknowledge the worth of a person.
所以人的赞美是承认人的成就。
In the Olympics that are going on, you know, somebody is going to win a gold medal. And they're going to be lifted up and acknowledge their achievements. You're going to say, yes, this is the best runner or skier or someone in the whole world. And they lift them up and they praise, they acknowledge their worth.
在世界比方说奥林匹克运动会上呢，那有人如果得到了金牌，不管他是滑雪跑步，只要他是金牌，那大家会把他抬高，为他的取得的成就去称赞他，承认他的成就。
So when we praise the Lord, we lift him up and we acknowledge his worth or his accomplishments.
那一样的，我们赞美神呢，我们是把也把他抬高，承认他的作为，承认他的成就，他的价值。
You can do that in many ways.
但是你可以做这样的事呢，在很多不同的角度。
You can do that by your words. You can also do that singing in songs. By the way you live. There are various ways to acknowledge his.Worth and his accomplishments.
你可以用不同的方式，你可以是用话语，可以用诗歌、唱歌， 你有不同的角度和方式，你都是一个目的，要赞美他。
A man told me a story about what happened when a preacher was preaching one time.
有个人跟我讲过一个故事，讲一个人的讲道。
The preacher was preaching, and there was a man on the front row listening very carefully to what he was preaching.
有一个人坐在第一排呢，就很仔细地听这个传道人讲道。
And every so often, this man on the front row would say, "Get him up!"
然后经常隔一小段时间呢，那个第一排的那个人就会喊一嗓子，说让他起来。
And the preacher would stop and he said, "What was that?"
那个传道人那个讲道的不知道是。
So he preached a little more.
讲道人又。
The man on the front row said, "Get him up!"
然后他讲着讲着呢，底下那个第一排的人又说呢，让他起来。
So finally, the preacher stopped and he said, "What are you saying?"
然后那个讲道的实在最后讲不下去了，就说你在说什么？
And he said, "I'm saying, get him up." Lift up the Lord Jesus. Lift him up, he said.
他说那是让耶稣基督啊，让他有他该有的位置。他就觉得这个传道人讲了半天没有耶稣什么事儿。
Talking about the Lord, praising the Lord, lift him up in among the people, you know.
所以他说，你一个传道人，你要赞美他，你要把耶稣放到应有的位置上，所以让他起来，让他在你的传道的内容里起来。不要讲人，不要讲你自己。
A really, really good place to praise the Lord is when we come to remember the Lord in the breaking of bread and the drinking of the cup.
所以我们常常最让我们得着的就是我们在比如说圣餐的时候，在纪念主的时候，就是当他占据我们的心的时候，这是我们最宝贵的。
As we are there together, and the men offer up thoughts or prayers or songs, and it's all about the Lord. We're lifting up the Lord in the midst of the people, and we're praising Him.
对，比如说我们在圣餐仪式上，有些人站起来，他唱一首圣诗，他讲一段话，都是把耶稣摆在那最重要的位置上。所有的人在那一刻都在赞美神。
We're saying that there's nobody in the universe more beautiful than Jesus.
因为我们知道整个宇宙没有人能够比耶稣更美好。
There's no one who has accomplished more than the Lord Jesus. He is everything to us.
没有人能够所做的成就能和耶稣相比，他对我们来说就是全部。
We begin to acknowledge his worth and his accomplishments, and we lift him up in our midst. That's what praise is.
对，这就是赞美的意思。我们就把他放到应有的位置上，我们把他的成就、把他的恩典呢，
okay. Now,
放到应有的位置上。
Let's read the first verse of Psalm 147.
那我们来读147诗篇147的第一节经文。
Praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto our God, for it is pleasant and it is comely, or I don't know what was your last word in verse 1 say.
How pleasant and the fitting.
Pleasant. Pleasant and then one more.
Fitting. And
fitting.
Fitting.
Okay. All right. Good. All right. Now, so there are three things. If we kind of know what praise is, acknowledging his worth, lifting him up, there are three things in verse 1 that we are told about praising.
所以一节呢讲到了三个事情啊，我们关于赞美神的三个事情。
147, yeah. So, the first thing is that it is good. It is good.
第一件呢是它是好的。
What that means is that it's the right thing to do. You should do it. It's proper. It is the right thing.
就是做这个事情呢，赞美神的这个事呢，是合宜的，是好的，是对的。
The second thing is that it is pleasant. I don't know what your translation is.
第二个呢，就是很喜乐的，很高兴的事。
Okay. The word pleasant means out of other things. Listen to this. Pleasant means non-irritating.
喜乐的就是不生气，不被激怒。
There are many things in life that are irritating, but praise is non-irritating.
在生活中有很多的事啊，其实是令人容易使人激怒的，但是祷告从来不是这样。
You actually enjoy doing it.
你实际上呢，你很享受这么做。
A matter of fact, I will go so far as to say it is contagious.
甚至呢，我觉得这是传染的。
If somebody else in the group is praising the Lord, you kind of want to get in on it. It's like, that's really good. That is so non-irritating. I enjoy praising the Lord.
在一群人当中有人开始赞美神，你就特别想加入他。这个很好，这个我也想赞美神。
And the third thing is that it is fitting. Actually, I think a better word would be it is beautiful. It is beautiful.
还有一个词呢，就是它是很合适的哈。这个合适其实就是很美好的。
Praise stands out. It you notice it.
所以这个赞美的话，它是就自己会跳出来的，你能注意到它。
If you're in a large gathering of people and a very beautiful woman, not sensual or not sexual, but very, very beautiful woman. Was that Mr. Trump? Okay. Yeah. All right. Oh, no, I know. You thought you had it turned off. I know. Okay. So if a very beautiful woman or a very handsome man, now we're not talking about immorality here. We're just talking about they stand out in the crowd. Okay.
那我们比方说呢，有一个很漂亮的妇人和一个很英俊的这个男子，我们并不在说这个 不道德的那个角度啊，就是说他就是非常突出的，就这么两个人。Yeah.
All I'm saying is, you go, oh wow. I mean, they just like there's something about it. It's like a painting in a museum. You're looking around, and all of a sudden, wow! Look at that painting. It stands out.
这就像你在博物馆看见 很多的画呢，有一幅画跳出来，你说：“哎呦，看一下这幅画，这幅画真的很特别。”
Or maybe you've been driving on a road trip through the country, and you see a house, and it's landscaped, and a little white fence, and apple trees, or something, and you go, "Wow, look, what a perfect picture!" And you want to stop maybe and actually take a picture of that.
然后呢，比方说你在路上开车，然后呢，你路过一排排房子的时候，有一幢房，它的颜色搭配，它的结构，它的前面的树啊什么，都特别的合适。你说哦，看一下这个房子太漂亮了，你都想停下来去拍一张照。Praise
is like that; it stands out.
那赞美呢，就是这样，它是跳出来的，它是突出的。
You say how good is that? How pleasant? It's so non-irritating. It is so beautiful.
你说这样，它是如此的合宜，它是如此的美善，很好，很漂亮。
Okay, so we know a little bit of what it is.
那我们知道了这个一点点，这赞美是什么。
Okay. Now, let's keep reading verse 2.
我们读第二节。
The Lord builds up Jerusalem and he gathers together the outcast of Israel.
耶和华建造耶路撒冷，聚集以色列中被赶散的人。
He heals the broken in heart and he binds up their wounds.
他医好伤心的人，裹好他们的伤处。
He tells the number of the stars and he calls all of them by their name.
他数点星宿的数目，一一称他的名。
Great is our Lord and of great power, his understanding is infinite.
我们的主为大。 最有能力，他的智慧无法测度。
The Lord lifts up the meek and he casts the wicked down to the ground.
耶和华扶持谦卑人，将恶人倾覆于地。
So in verses 2 down through verse 6, under the heading of praise, we're going to say, why do we praise the Lord?
那在二节到六节呢，我们可以用这么一个总结，就是为什么要赞美神。
Okay. Now, before we look at the text, I want you to suggest some reasons why we can praise the Lord.
那我们看原文之前呢，我们想自己大家想一想一些原因，为什么要赞美他。
Oh, yeah. Wait a minute, let me turn mine on here. I want to get in on this. Sometimes when we go to church meetings or conferences, the chairman gets up and he says, first thing, put on vibrate. First thing. Or turn off, you know. Why? Give me some reasons why you can praise the Lord or why we should praise the Lord. What?
给我一些原因，就为什么我们需要，我们应该去赞美他。
He saved me and he helped me.
Yeah, he saved us. No, there's very good reasons why we can praise the Lord.
非常好的原因，我们为什么要赞美神。
Mm-hmm.
Only Lord can forgive the guilty of my conscience, the sin.
The sins?
Only God can get rid of them.
Okay, okay. Only God can forgive sins and give you a clean conscience. Praise the Lord for that.
Because His love and His light.
Mm-hmm.
His life.
That's right, in life, yeah, exactly. So remember, praise is attributing his worth. What has he done? How good is he has been? Let's lift him up and honor him and adore him and respect him because of what he has done.
我们要记得赞美就是这样的，就是把他应得的，他的荣耀，他的价值，他的成就给到他。
让他升高。我为什么赞美佛呢？因为是他爱我，发自内心的感谢他。
Yeah. Because he loves me, so I want to praise him from my heart. Yeah.
Very nice.
非常好。
Yeah. And his love is unconditional.
而且他的爱呢是无条件的。
Unconditional.
他不求你的任何益处。
May I just say something, John?
Yes, please. Mm-hmm.
The first thing that we kind of forget about things is that God created. Here we see in the stars where we were reading that God created us. So we must be thankful to God that He created us. And He created us as individuals. Okay? There's nobody like us ever, and never will be. And it says here that he knows the number of stars, and he calls them by name. Okay, so they're individual stars.
所以呢，这里呢，我们从创造开始讲啊，其实他这边反复提到了，就是数点星宿的数目啊，星宿呢，其实就是神的创造，就是万物的创造。然后呢，他的角度是，他圣经在这里的角度是说，他一一称他的名，所以他认识我们呢，是一个一个认识的。然后他也虽然知道我们的全部，但是他一个一个的爱我们，一个一个称呼我们。
And we've been studying in the book of Genesis, and we read there that God created everything for us, the animals, the flowers, the plants, the oceans, the fish, the birds. They were for us that they were created. And we should be thankful to the Lord of all the good things that we see around us. He created those for us.
然后我们所在的这个世界的一切的创造呢，都是神为我们造的啊，在这个走兽啊、飞鸟啊、山川呐、啊、河流啊，这都是他为我们造的。
Even our children he has given to us.
以及我们的孩子啊，都是神给我们的。
And then secondly, what you were all saying is that when he saw us in our sin, in our need, he sent his son Jesus to die for our sins.
然后同样的当我们在罪里的时候呢，他就差圣子来为我们的罪死了，赎我们的罪。
We have so much to be thankful for. We can't count all the things that we should be thankful for. They're just infinite. It's infinite as God is infinite.
我们真的有太多的事情需要感谢他，这是没有穷尽的，因为神本身就是没有穷尽的。
Yeah.
So apart from the sin from man, for the other natural disaster like a tsunami, like an earthquake, so what's the reason that on the back?
Why do we have those?
Yeah, why do we have those? How to... Yeah, so this to some extent, because it's not from her point of view, it's not because of man's problem, it's because of the God. Right?
Because God is doing that.
Yeah.
Is that what you think?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, it could be the judgment of God. It could be. But I would... Personally, I think it is natural disasters, natural calamities, because of the world of sin that we live in. If there hadn't been any sin, there would never have been a tsunami, I don't think. Now, I'm stretching that a bit, but mm-hmm. that's my position.
所以呢，这可以理解成的是神的审判啊，但是呢，也完全有可能呢是因着罪来的。就是说，我们所今天看见的很多的事情，都是在这个罪的世界里，它会有个自然的结果。在永恒的完美的世界里呢，这些都不会出现。对，因为本来。地震和海啸也真的是跟人的行为有一定关系的。
Brenda, we don't know why earthquakes or storms, tsunamis, we don't know why some of those things happen, but it is not always God who says,I'm going to destroy those people. It's not always God, but in Sodom and Gomorrah, it was God.
所以这里面的两种可能都有，就是呢，不全都是神的审判。那圣经里留下的例子呢，神的审判有的，比如说索多玛和俄摩拉，这个是从神而来的审判，这个是神主动的审判。那但不全是，所以。我们不能够一概而论，觉得某一个这个自然灾害，它有可能真的就是自然的结果。那这自然其实就是人的罪的后果了。
If you want to write this reference down, it's in Romans chapter 8.
罗马书的八章。
There's a reference to creation in verse 22.
在22节有关于受造物的现状的一个描述啊。
And it just makes this statement in verse 22, for we know that the whole creation groans and travails in pain together until now.
我们知道一切受造之物一同叹息劳苦直到如今啊，从小的时候直到如今。
Now that phrase, the whole creation, represents not only mankind, but all animals, all creatures, all geography, everything in creation is under the curse of sin.
所以这里这样想的就是不单是人类啊，所有其他的动物、飞鸟乃至全地都是因为罪的咒诅在 groaning 了，其实就是在劳苦叹息了，就在呻吟了。
In Isaiah, I believe it is, it talks about one day when Jesus sets up his kingdom on earth, that the desert is going to blossom like a rose garden.
在以赛亚书说呢，当耶稣最终回来的时候，那连沙漠都要开始
Things are going to change in the future, similar to probably what they were in the Garden of Eden.
所以世界的各地都会发生变化，就像回到当初伊甸园的最初的那个状态。
The lamb will lie down with the lion, and we know that doesn't happen right now.
就是羊和那个狮子一同卧啊，这个现在你不能想象是个什么场景。
And the children will play with poisonous snakes, and won't hurt them.
然后呢，孩子能跟那个毒蛇玩哈，这你也不能想象。
But right now, the whole world, everything in this world, is under the curse of sin, and we can't blame God when we have all these natural disasters.
那所有这些呢，都是因个罪的咒诅的后果。那我们也可以因着这个，你去埋怨神哈。但其实这个真的不是从神来的。
So, one day it will all change. One day there'll be a new heaven and a new earth.
有新天新地的时候，这一切都会过去。
That's Isaiah 66.
这就是以赛亚书的66。
Okay,
以赛亚书66，66篇，谢谢。
The interesting thing there, Joel, it says
yes.
In verse 17,
yes.
For behold, I create a new heaven and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered, nor come into mind. Can you imagine that?
Mm-hmm.
It will not be remembered or come into mind. It's
以赛亚书六十六章的十七节，65节，六十五章的十七节，不是六十六章，六十五章的十七节。他说看呢，我造新天新地，从前的事不再被纪念，也不再追想。所以这里神在这里告诉我们，他不会再纪念以前的事，也不要再去追想以前的事，一切都是新的了。
Okay, let's think of some other ways that we can praise the Lord. Right in our context of 147, there are some really neat things there that we can praise the Lord for.
在诗篇147里面，就二到六节里面讲了很多我们的原因哈，而且是我们从里面需要的这个原因。
Let me suggest that verse 2, we can make an application from verse 2.
那我们来看一下二节。
The psalmist is talking about Jerusalem, and he's talking about Israel, but we can make an application to ourselves.
那这个诗篇作者呢，在讲到耶路撒冷，也在讲以色列。其实这个我们可以把自己把应用在里面啊，这就讲我们了。
I like the little thought that says he gathers together the outcast of Israel.
那就像呢，他把以色列中啊被赶散的人啊聚集起来啊。
I think we can praise the Lord today because he finds us where we were.
我们今天也要赞美神呢，因为他是我们所在的位置啊，他把我们寻回来，就在那个我们的现在的境况。
The Lord found me in the southern state of Alabama.
耶稣是在一个阿拉巴马州的一个南部的 一个地方把我寻回来。
And maybe he found you in China or in Vancouver.
也许他把你从中国或者温哥华寻回来的。
But he gathers together his people. This is the point.
这个是他的点，但他把这些人又聚集起来。
Remember back in Psalm 107. Just turn back there for a moment.
我回到诗篇107一下。
Notice verse
2. 第二节。
Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy and gathered them out of the land from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south.
愿耶和华的赎民说这话，就是他从敌人手中所救赎的，从各地，从东，从西，从南，从北所招聚来的。
That's why we praise him.
这就是为什么我们要赞美他。
Because there is no place where he cannot find you.
因为没有什么地方他找不着你的，他都能找到你。
Wherever you are, he knows where you are, and he wants you to be with him.
不管你在哪，他知道你在哪，而且他也希望你跟他在一起。
Look at verse
3. 147的三节。
I can praise him because he knows how to heal people with broken hearts.
那他医好伤心的人，补好他们的伤处。
Anybody ever have a broken heart? Raise your hand.
谁是伤心的人？
We got to all raise our hand. Oh, I know. Everybody has to raise their hand. Yeah. But he heals broken hearts.
但是他医好，医治伤心的。
The Lord Jesus had a broken heart.
耶稣也是一个伤心的。
One day he looked over the city of Jerusalem and he wept.
有一天他看到耶路撒冷城啊，他都哭了。
His heart was broken.
他的心也碎了。
Because he came for his own and his own did not want him.
因为他为自己的人来啊，但他们却不接受他。
Have you ever been rejected by another person?
你有没有试过这种被人拒绝的？
I bet you can remember that if you have been.
你会记得吗？
How do you think the Lord Jesus felt when his own people rejected him? We don't want you.
如果耶稣啊，他的人，他是为他的人来的，他的人却拒绝他，是一个什么样的感受？
But he died anyhow for people who rejected him.
但不管怎样呢，他也是为拒绝他的人死了。
The scriptures say it is possible that one person might give his life for a good person.
圣经说呢，为义人死啊，这是可能的。
But Jesus gave his life for his enemies, those that rejected him.
但是对那些为仇敌死啊，为罪人死，这个是难的。
All through life, most of us have had broken hearts for one reason or another.
所以在生命里呢，不管什么样的各种各样的原因，我们总是会有伤心的时候。
You know, maybe when you were just a little boy or a little girl, your friend said something and made you so sad, broke your heart.
那比如说你是小男孩。或者小孩子的时候，你的朋友跟你说了一点事，你很伤心。
Or you may have had a mother or a father who rejected you, and that really broke your heart.
甚至呢，你的父母啊拒绝了你，那这个真会让你很伤心。
Maybe your spouse has rejected you, and that's really a broken heart.
也许你的配偶呢也拒绝了你，这个也是非常的伤心的事。
Maybe your children,
也许你的孩子
have rejected you and that broke your heart.
拒绝了你，这个也让你很伤心。
I know someone.
我认识一些人。
Who can heal broken hearts?
我认识一个那能够医好伤心人的人。
And it's real. It's just not words.
这不是
It really works when he does.
这不是一些话，不说简单的话，这是真的。他能做，他能做的。
He gives you grace to go on.
因为他给你恩典，让你继续往前走。
Everything in life is not good, but he can work it for good for you.
生命中的很多事是不完美的，但是他能够借着他的能力，让你把不完美变成完美。
He heals the broken hearts and he binds up their wounds.
他医好这些伤心的人啊，他裹好他们的伤处。
Can you imagine taking a little child and a little child has had a very bad experience and he got a broken heart?
你可以想象一个小孩子，如果他有个特别糟糕的经历，他很伤心的时候。
Imagine the parents taking that child in their arms and cuddling them and helping them through that very difficult time.
你可以想想这个父母啊，就把他抱起来，然后在怀里安慰他啊，帮助他。
You know, if you get a cut or a scratch on your arm or your elbow, you can put a bandage on that and it will help.
如果你手上划伤了以后呢，你可以弄个布啊什么把它包起来，这个会帮助。
But when the wounds are in your heart, you can't put a bandage on that.
然后你如果伤是伤在里面的心里啊，你就不能贴个邦迪上去了。
But Jesus can.
耶稣可以，耶稣可以。
He can help you. He can heal the broken hearts, and he can bind up the wounds.
所以他好医好伤心的人，他能把你心里的伤处裹起来。
And you know what I do? I praise him for that.
你猜我怎么做呢？我要为此感谢他。
I lift him up.
我把他抬高。
Yeah.
Amen.
And our brother has already told us about verse 4. But let me make a comment about verse 4, about the stars.
我们的弟兄刚才已经讲到了第四节啊，我也再补充一点。
We can look up at night, we go, wow, that's a lot of stars up there.
在晚上的时候我们抬头看，哇，这太多的星星了。
And there was a man by the name of Galileo. He had a telescope that you could buy at a dollar store today. That's about how good it was. And he looked up there and he said, there are 6,000 stars. I can see them. And he counted them.
有一个人呢，他叫伽利略，他做了一个望远镜。那今天呢，你估计在两元店也能买得到了，这个科技很发达。然后他抬头去
6,000
去数了一下，他说我数出来有6,000颗星。
A lot of stars.Yeah. And then the next year, they got a bigger telescope.
第二年呢，他们又造了一个更好的
望远镜。They go, wow, 10,000 stars.
他们说，哎呀，这次我数又多数了一些，这次有10,000颗星了。
And every time they get a bigger telescope, they see more stars.
然后呢，每一年呢，他们造了一个更大的望远镜，就看见更多的星。
And now, they believe that there are 10 times more stars in the universe than there are grains of sand on the earth. 10 times more.
然后今天呢，科学家相信呢，在地上的沙哈，天上的星星比地上的沙呀多了10倍不止。
That's a lot of stars.
这是真的很多的星星。
You put a handful of sand and you count each one of those. That's a lot of sand.
你在沙地上抓起一把沙，你都把它数出来，一颗一颗数啊，这是很多的星星。
Yeah. Then you think about all of the beaches on all of the continents of the world. And then under the ocean, sand. All of the deserts. Ten times more stars than sand. And he knows everyone by name. Wow. Yeah. But Jesus didn't die for stars. And he knows you by name. And you ought to praise him for that. Well, there are some other things. I want to take you, we'll leave that for now. I want to take you to two other verses. Let's go to Psalm 22. Lots of ways to praise the Lord. Psalm 22. Verse 3. We have to go kind of fast here. Verse 3. But you are holy, O thou that inhabit the praises of Israel. Okay. Do you know what the word inhabit means?
你知道这个, 宝座是什么意思?
If you inhabit a house, you live in a house, right?
对,就是你居所或者住的地方,就是你,这就是你的房子了。
If a place is habitable, that means you can live there. There's resources and you can live in that place.
对,这个地方呢,就是你能住的,这就叫居所。
Let me tell you where God says he likes to live.
我要告诉你,耶稣喜欢住在,神要喜欢住在。
He likes to live in the hearts of his people who praise him.
神特别喜欢住在赞美他的那群人的心里。
So wherever he is being lifted up and praised, he said, I'm there, that's where I am, I inhabit the praises of my people.
不管是哪里有神的赞美，神就住在那里面。
So we could say, I think, from Scripture, that every time you get together and you start lifting up the Lord and praising Him, God says, I'm in on it, I'm there, this is where I want to be among my people.
不管你什么时候你聚集起来，你一起来同声赞美他的时候，神就在那里，神就在那里的每一个人的心里。
Okay. Now, 2 Chronicles chapter 20.
历代志二，历代志下。
Second Chronicles.
就往前翻哈，诗篇往前。以斯拉记前面就是历代志下。二十章。历代志下二十章。
Let me read in verse 21.
21节。
2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 21.
738页。
You know where 2 Chronicles is where the pages are stuck together in your Bible.
Yeah, I already told
you. Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Told them about where the pages are stuck together?
Yeah.
Oh. You cheated. Yes, good. Okay, we gotta hurry. Look at verse 21. And when he, the king, had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord that they should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army, and to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever, and when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord moved.
约沙法既与民商议了，就设立歌唱的人颂赞耶和华，使他们穿上圣洁的礼服，走在军前赞美耶和华，说：“当称谢耶和华，因他的慈爱永远长存。”
Okay, now watch this. This is really neat.
这是
When we start praising the Lord,
当我们开始赞美神的时候
the Lord says, "I'm there. I want to be a part of that. I inhabit the praises of my people."
让神说呢，我就住在里面，我就住在那赞美的人里面。
He said, "Not only that, whenever you start praising the Lord." I am going to work for you and fight your battles.
不但如此呢，当我们开始赞美神的时候，神是在替我们征战。
In this context, the army is being led into battle by the singers.
在这个情况里啊，他们实际要去打仗啊，所以整个军队是在赞美诗的这个引领下
the choir is going in front
这个赞美的这个歌声啊是在这个整个军前的
and they're singing praise the Lord and they're lifting him up
他们在称谢耶和华把他抬高
and God says that's very good not only am I here I'm going to fight for you today
神不但说听见了他要为他们征战
okay just Psalm 68.
诗篇六十八。
61.
六十一。
Verse 8.
六十一的八。
61:8.
诗篇六十一篇的八节。
So will I sing praises unto thy name forever, that I may daily perform my vows.
这样我要歌颂你的名直到永远，好天天还我所许的愿。
So, if you and I are a praising people, we have several promises that will happen.
如果我们是一个赞美的人啊，我们会有很多的应许我们可以拿的。
God says, I'm going to be with you because wherever you're praising, I'm there.
神说呢，我要跟你同在，因为你哪里赞美呢，我就住在哪里。
And whenever you start praising me, I'm going to fight the fight for you. I'm going to fight for you.
什么时候你在赞美呢，我会替你征战，这都是神的应许。
And if you get up every day and you start the day by praising me, I'm going to help you live a day that is honoring to me. You're going to perform your daily vows to me.
所以你任何时候你开始一天以赞美开始呢，我要让你是 fulfill 你的 vow， 就是你所许的愿呢都能成就。
Did you know that one day God is going to praise you？
你知道有一天呢，神会赞美你。
The scriptures say that。
圣经说了
，One day every man shall have praise of God。
每一个人都会有从神来的赞美。
Everyone. And I'll tell you when it's going to be.
我要告诉你什么时候。
When the Lord comes to get us, and we're all together with the Lord is going to say, do you see this poor sinner right here? This poor sinner trusted me and lived for me. And I want to tell you some things that I appreciate about this person. And in that day, every person is going to have praise of God. He's going to find good things in your life, and he's going to lift you up and acknowledge your worth in that day.
那是一个神审判的日子。其实他说你看见那个罪人吗？他信靠我，他做了很多有益的事，所以他会神会在那一天呢，把我们所做的一切的有价值的事，就像我们赞美他一样，他会来承认我们的价值，来赞美。
First Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 5. We won't turn there, but you can read that later. Okay, let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Lord, thank you for allowing us to lift you up and to praise you.
主啊，要谢谢您，让我们有这样的荣幸机会来把您抬高，来赞美您。
As creatures, we thank you that we can worship our Creator.
作为受造物，我们要赞谢谢您啊、您是创造者。
Help us to always speak good of the Lord.
啊、就帮助我们啊、一直去得着神的恩典。
Help us always to be thankful for what He has done for us.
也一直的为他为我们所做的献上感恩。
Make us a thankful, praising people.
让我们成为感恩赞美的人。
In the name of our Lord Jesus.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Sorry, we went over a little.